You're boring, Astro. They're
freaking boring. WWE sucks. Seth Rollins needs to fight through a damn injury. At least there isn't when we had one good match on the card. God's sake. You're recording, aren't you? Dickhole. Lucha! 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 Lucha!
Hey, Cop.
Hey, Lincoln.
What did we watch?
What did we watch? Survivor Series. Well, was it a good one?
I just want to start out by talking, like, I wish they would let us know that they moved SmackDown to Sunday, like, ahead of time.
I didn't know they brought Sunday Night Heat back.
Oh boy, that was not a good pay-per-view.
It was the longest 3 hours I've ever sat through. I was going to make notes at how long these matches were going, and I looked at the time and realized they're not at all.
Yeah.
I thought the Divas match was like 15, 20 minutes.
How long was it?
Not that long.
I could have sworn it was like 15 minutes long.
Maybe it felt long. God, did it feel long.
Did you watch the pre-show?
I watched the pre-show.
Okay. See, I didn't watch the pre-show. I was cooking food, so I didn't really care.
The pre-show had a traditional Survivor Series match, because Lord knows you can't have that on the fucking show. And they did have one, but then again, no one wanted to see any of the people in this.
Yeah.
They couldn't even get another scrub, so they had to bring Gold Dust back to the most lackluster return ever on the fucking kickoff.
Yeah, the only thing that I saw...
debuts on YouTube. Kudos to you, good sir.
The only thing that I saw from the pre-show was Bo Dallas. And I was like, what the fuck is Bo Dallas?
Oh, no. So you didn't see the whole teams?
No, that's all I saw.
Let me tell you the two teams. Ready?
Okay.
Team one was The Miz, okay. Bo Dallas, Stardust, and The Ascension.
Okay.
Versus Neville, the Dudley Boys, Titus O'Neil, and Goldust.
Okay. Yeah, because I only saw it when it was just Bo Dallas.
In the match of who Goldust. Gives a fuck about any of these people.
We'll just throw them all together.
Just throw them all away. Ugh. And, you know, I'll go into my thing I hate about Survivor Series, is people lose to everything. Nobody comes in to break up tags. One of the Ascension guys, Victor, he lost to a power slam from Goldust in the first 10 seconds. A normal move. Like, people are losing to bullshit moves, and I hate it. The Dudleys, Goldust, Titus O'Neil win. Other people got eliminated periodically.
Okay.
I didn't really care. No one should. It's on YouTube for free, and you still won't go watch it.
I walked into the room. I was sautéing some potatoes. And I walked into the room, and I saw Bo Dallas, and I was like, ha Bo Dallas. And then I just went back into the kitchen.
He's probably the best wrestler out of all of them.
See, Cesaro could have been in that mix, but Cesaro, is it?
No, like Cesaro should be thankful he wasn't on the pre-show. It's the state of wrestling right now. I mean, Orton's not around, Cena's not around, Rollins is dead, Daniel Bryan probably will never return.
Yeah.
Like, all your big names are gone. And this is the shit we're left with. Cesaro's now injured and out, mm-hmm. Correct?
Sure,
I'm pretty sure Nikki Bella, not that she's a big star, but she's out and injured.
Everybody's out and injured.
Yeah.
Is this a conspiracy right now? What's going on?
God, I don't know. It needs to get over it. They should just skip TLC if this is what they're going to offer. They should just come out and go, you know what? Our bad. We're gonna skip this one. We're just going to show you TLC from 2011. I don't know if that one was any good. I'm just throwing out one that had to have been somewhat entertaining.
Yeah.
I've had dreams that were more enjoyable than this. Especially... I've taken a shit, and I had more fun doing that than watching. Can you imagine if this was 4 hours? Can you imagine if this was like WrestleMania?
Yeah.
This is starting to set up WrestleMania. When I was hopeful for a Sting return in one of the matches, God help me. What have I come to?
The first match was also, like, really boring to me.
They were all boring. But before we get to the match, I want to say something about Lillian Garcia singing the national anthem.
Oh, yeah.
And they put American flags everywhere in the arena. It was all pro-USA. I'm going to date this a little bit, but, you know, we have had some attacks in Paris and Lebanon and these places. Maybe now's not the time to be pro-USA. Maybe we should support them a little bit. I'm just saying.
But Kyle,
this was like their tribute to the troop show level.
USA.
This was
USA.
I just thought I always think it's kind of tasteless pandering.
Yeah,
I thought this one was just a bit more.
It was rather strange because I did think that they were going to do some kind of like Paris tribute.
You think they should have?
Yeah,
they really should have. But who am I?
I'm John Valjean.
I'm just somebody with a fucking brain. So WWE doesn't give a shit about me. They pander to Cat Guy and Thumbs Down Guy.
Dude, Thumbs Down Guy was fucking... He was only giving
the thumbs down for Roman Reigns.
Yeah, but he... Alright, so there's
Did you see
guy...
what, during Roman Reigns' entrance?
Yes, he was in the background, it was the greatest thing.
Oh no, he's right in Roman's face.
Yeah, he was there, and then when you saw it later, he was able to get in every frame that Roman Reigns was in to give the thumbs down.
Oh, I loved it. I absolutely loved it. God. Kudos to that man.
Thumbs Down Guy needs to be like Cat Guy.
No, because Cat Guy loves everyone. Mm. That's like Cat Guy's mortal enemy. They'll be feuding at Mania.
Oh, that'd be good. Like they're across from each other. Oh, that'd be good.
All right, what was the first match?
First match was Alberto Del Rio,
who people love because he's so exciting and charismatic, versus Roman Reigns.
He's also bursting with personality. Well,
just, I mean, overflowing with charisma. I contain yourself, Roman. God, like, those times that he almost, like, shows emotion or smiles... Whoa, like I have to pause and take a step back, because holy shit, slow down, I can't handle it. These two guys are boring as hell.
Yeah.
And they set the tone here for having a slow plotting match, because every match on this card was.
But hey, they'll let you know what you're in for at the very beginning.
It's like, I wonder, did they have to even it out so Taker looked good?
Taker didn't even look good, though.
He looked better than Kane.
Yeah,
he did. He did more than Luke Harper and Bray Wyatt. We're getting way ahead. Spoiler, that's who the Wyatts picked. Why, I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, Reigns and Del Rio.
I don't like Alberto Del Rio, personally.
No one does.
Okay. Because I don't know, because, like, especially when it came back, there was a big pop-off for it and stuff. But I'm wondering if it's just...
I think that's normal for people returning.
Okay.
That they never expected to. He left around the same time as Punk did, on not as bad terms, but not very good terms. Yeah. There were some racist comments made toward him by an employee. Mm-hmm. So, he worked the arm, Reigns' arm, worked his one of his shoulders pretty well.
And Roman, you were talking about that he was acting like that he dislocated
his shoulder. He did it in both his matches, because Reigns wins his first match. Shocker, bet you didn't see that coming. He keeps, like, popping his arm like it's dislocated. All right, if you're going to try to sell the injury, for one, do it on the right arm, the one they've been working over, because you weren't. And... Dude, don't immediately after an armbar where he's screaming, when Del Rio locks him in the armbar, he's screaming, picks him up, dumps him over the rope.
Yeah.
Del Rio holds on, still screaming, immediately turns it around into a spear with that shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And shows no... That's John Cena selling. That is Charlotte selling.
I can't argue that.
If you're going to go through that much effort to sell a move, then fucking sell it. Like, look at Ziggler in his match. He heard his knee gets hurt in the beginning of the match. You see him constantly throughout the rest of the match shaking it off, rubbing it, adjusting his... selling the knee. Like, showing that he's working through it, but it's still lingering pain.
Yeah.
It's how you do it. It's not that hard. For God's sake, Roman.
Boom!
Stop with the Superman punch. It's stupid.
Every time he cocks his fist, I like him less and less.
I vomit a little bit.
And it's hard because I have such a love-hate relationship with Roman Reigns. Not even like love, just like kind of like hate
he's
relationship.
He's not bad.
But
the problem is they want you to think he's the best of the best. He's not. He wasn't even number two in the Shield. I'll go back to the like he was always the lowest guy, and he's still...
Well...
It shows in the main event. It showed in this match. People were cheering for Del Rio. They were upset when Reigns won.
Mm-hmm.
Reigns is so bland. He made people like Del Rio for a match. So that would... I mean, that takes some talent, dude.
You know, I was getting ready to say, I was like, maybe we should have Reigns feud with Wyatt. Oh, wait.
No, he did.
That's not how you push Wyatt.
If Bray Wyatt's smart, he'll just start feuding with The Miz. Because he might stand a chance then.
What was the next match after
the
fucking
The next match was the second semifinal match. Was Dean Ambrose and Kevin Owens.
Oh, okay. Also kind of boring.
Kind of boring. Decent match.
Yeah.
But the problem with these is you had two great wrestlers that could have put on the match of the night. And they didn't. It was bland. Hit your moves.
Mm-hmm.
Hit your spots. And Ambrose hits the dirty deeds and wins.
Yeah, because I was really looking forward to this match. And I was expecting it to be a really killer match. And it really wasn't.
It was over before it got a chance to start.
Tonight, one thing that all of the matches have in common was that It was just really boring, nothing happening, let's hit our signature moves.
And just finish it.
And finish it. There was no actual...
This was would have been a bad Raw show.
It felt like a Raw show.
It really did. There was just less talking.
It's like, to think of the people that legitimately like spent $60 to watch this.
Think of the people that spent the money for the tickets to go see it. It was just bland and boring. And I can't blame the wrestlers, because you have talented wrestlers. There were matches on this card that could have been really good. Like Ambrose and Owens, Ziggler and Breeze.
Mm.
These could have been really... Paige and Charlotte.
Yeah.
These could have been good matches, and they weren't. They gave all their time, it felt like, to the first match. Or this centered all around Undertaker. Undertaker's here.
Yeah.
Undertaker's here. And then people get excited, and then they ring the bell, and they go, oh, shit, that's right, it's an Undertaker match. 25 years later.
Yeah.
But we'll get to that. The next match was the other Survivor Series match. With, again, people that... Why are you in this match? Ryback, the Lucha Dragons, and the Usos, or the Super Kick Twins, as I like to call them, because they only knew two fucking moves. They know we have a dive slash splash and a super kick.
Okay.
Fucking hate the Usos. I hate them. Eva Marie does more moves than the Usos, for crying out loud.
So, they're Super Kick Twins, so not the Young Bucks.
No, the Young Bucks have talent. and they're fighting the New Day, Sheamus, and King Barrett.
I was very confused on why any of these people were together.
Because they have nothing else for them to do. They had no one else that could have fought here. Who's Zack Ryder? Cesaro? Big Show?
I always think that Zack Ryder's, like, dead.
His career is. Yeah. I mean, they could have brought Curtis, Curtis Axel or Sandow. You know, like, they don't have people. What I would love to see when they should have known. Somebody should have looked at this on paper and went, this show's boring. Let's have, like, Finn Balor and Samoa Joe fight on Survivor Series.
That'd be cool. Yeah.
Or let's, you know, when we bring people up from NXT, let's have them fight like they did when people liked him enough for us to bring him up. Should we get to that in Charlotte Paige? Charlotte sucks ass now.
I mean, New Day did their...
their entrance was great.
They
almost made Sheamus a face in this match.
Yeah.
Because he tries to tell a joke, and they're like, whoa, 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 can't do that. And I love when Big E's like, don't you ever do that again. Don't ever say that again.
Highlight of this match for me was New Day and Barrett dancing.
They're dancing. Xavier Woods' hair.
That was good.
Beautiful. Yeah. Kofi's shoes. One thing, there was one spot that impressed me. It's when the Lucha Dragons and Usos did their four-person dive to the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And then that lumbering oaf Ryback climbs into the top rope. And I was like, oh, God, no. He looked like he was going to fall. But he dove to the outside, and I gave that big man credit for that.
Yeah.
It was still the most pointless match on this card.
It was pointless and very predictable as well.
To me, it was pointless because once Big E got pinned and eliminated, the New Day just left.
Yeah.
They just walked out and left Sheamus 1-on-3, which makes Sheamus look like the babyface. The only thing keeping him from babyface there was having him win. He didn't. He lost to the most convoluted Kalisto kick... Jey Uso splash, and then he bounces into whatever Ryback's move is.
Shell shock?
Yeah. It's so scripted and terrible. I didn't like it. This is a shit match. I have pointless written down in big letters.
Yeah, Kyle was taking notes. I was in a food coma, so I was not taking notes.
This one, just there's so many things. And none of the notes are about the match. They're all just like my feelings during the match.
It's a wild ride.
It really is. Oh, it gets better.
Because, like, the next match is so good.
Charlotte versus Paige.
Holy fuck, this match.
Was the worst match of the night.
Yeah. Well,
oh my God, it was a chore.
And it's hard because we both like the Divas.
We do, and I know that Charlotte and Paige are talented. But apparently on the main roster, you can't be talented and have boobs.
No.
It's ridiculous. You are going to be your dad, and you're going to be born at the same time. Charlotte's terrible on the main roster. She wasn't botching as much as she was when she fought Nikki Bella last time.
Oh,
that was one of the sloppiest
matches
I've seen. This match is boring.
It was just, nothing happened, and then, you know, Charlotte, they get on the...
I won't lie, I didn't even watch the last half. I rewound it to see who won.
Well.
Because I didn't even care.
Let me tell you. Did you at least see the kind of spear?
Oh, wait, I have written down here, Charlotte Spear, a.k.a. Tummy Clothesline. Is that the one you're talking about?
There's that, and then there's the one, so, you know, Paige gets up on the...
Oh, on the barricade?
Barricade. Yeah. And Charlotte, like, gently, like, and then they fall down.
Yeah, I think that was supposed to be a spear.
And I have no idea if it was supposed to be a spear or what the fuck that was supposed
to be. I just know they should have ended this match before it ever started. So they should have just cut it. This should have been on the pre-show. The crowd, the only thing that kept them going was they kept chanting, "We want Sasha." And I don't think that if they understand on the main roster, Sasha is going to be dumbed down like this too.
Yeah.
I mean, Paige was when she came up. Becky Lynch hasn't done anything since she came in. She's done more than Sasha Banks, because at least Becky Lynch is on TV.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell Sasha's doing.
I don't know what the deal is with Sasha either.
Charlotte's boring, and they keep having her talk, and she's not good at that. They tried to make this match personal with things Paige said on Raw, or was it SmackDown, about Ric Flair? Which I thought was kind of tasteless, because that's not that far in the past, the issue it's with Ric Flair. Whatever, it's wrestling. I'm sure that game okay. Charlotte's Roman Reigns, right?
Mm-hmm.
She has like two moves, and she can't do those well.
And they both share one of those moves.
Yeah, his spear is better. The figure eight, I'm over it.
I'm over it, too.
I'm really over it. Just do a figure four. You look like Bray Wyatt doing a figure four.
I just wanted to have more moves, I guess. Because, like, I thought she was really good, and then she just started doing the same matches over.
They have her fighting, like, Alicia Fox. And she's boring. And I want to see the title off of her. Immediately. God help me if, like, Bayley comes up. She's going to be buried. She'll be a comedy act. It's one of those, Charlotte came to the main roster, and now it's just like, you're Ric Flair's daughter. Did you know you're Ric Flair's daughter? Hey, everybody, it's Ric Flair's daughter.
Woo!
And that's her gimmick.
Which is a very unfortunate gimmick.
She doesn't get to be herself. She's Ric Flair's daughter. They had her do the knee drop.
Knee drop. She's doing woos constantly.
She does the strut every now... I had the same problem with Michael McGillicuddy, or Curtis Axel.
Yeah.
When it's just like, hey, he's better than perfect. He's Mr. Perp. Leave him alone.
Just let him.
You know, they do it with Roman Reigns, too. Did you know he's related to The Rock?
Yeah.
So is half your roster. So are the Usos. They don't shove that down our throats.
What if they did? What if they start pushing the Usos really hard and they just use The Rock?
I don't know. I just... Let somebody be their own, you know? To me, that would be like if they kept saying, hey, Bray Wyatt, remember when he's Husky Harris? It's the same thing. Hey, let's not focus on who they are now. Let's focus on who they're related to. What they used to be.
You think Bray Wyatt, after getting buried this fucking pay-per-view, is going to go back to Husky Harris?
He's been buried every pay-per-view for 2 years.
Bray is so buried that whoever pulls him out of the jobber card will be crowned the next king.
They have to. They have to. I just don't understand. We say it every episode. You make Bray Wyatt out to be this, like, evil dude. He kidnapped Kane and Taker.
And stole their souls.
And then gets just crushed. It's a squash match. Yeah. I don't understand that.
This was the most This honestly was the most jobby match that I've seen where he's gotten buried, because nothing happened. Like, they didn't do anything.
They set up spots for Taker and Kane.
Yeah.
And for some reason...
Did Bray Wyatt even get a Sister Abigail?
Yeah, he had Sister Abigail on Undertaker. And that's when they did the Taker and Kane are laying down.
And I knew what was going to fucking happen. And I was like, don't do it. For some reason,
Harper and Bray at the same time decided, we're going to crawl up to them slowly. And they set up, and then they double choke slam Braun Strowman on the outside through a table. Yeah. For no reason other than to choke slam somebody through a table.
Yeah.
But they didn't do it to Harper.
Did you also notice that when they were... doing all of their moves that they were doing, like, simultaneously, you noticed how, like, Kane was the one just, like, straight up looking over, trying to time it right?
Every time. Even after the match when they did the fist thing on the ring.
Yeah, you just, like, saw Kane, like, slowly, like, looking over.
Like, Kane, you've been doing this for 18 years.
And Taker's entrance was fucking, like, 25 minutes long.
Because it's 25 years to Taker.
I'm okay.
And it took him 25 years to get to the ring.
I'm okay with the big entrances, it's Undertaker, whatever. Okay, here's the thing. I was thinking about this when I was watching it, and as somebody that got into wrestling recently, I don't really give a shit about Undertaker.
Someone that has been a fan since he debuted 25 years ago, I don't give a shit anymore either.
Like, I think he's cool. I think it's whatever. But as a new fan, I don't want to see a fucking Undertaker entrance go on for 15 minutes because I don't have that nostalgia.
These are slower entrances than I've had in the past.
And I'm really over it.
My problem with Undertaker now is I'd rather just remember somebody in their prime. Like when he used to dive over the top rope to the outside. I was impressed he did an old school here. He has not pulled that move off in a long time. But I don't want to see this old dude in there. Granted, he looked better than Kane. Kane looked terrible.
I legitimately thought that somebody was wrestling for Kane in the Kane suit.
It was absolutely terrible for somebody that is still on the roster. I just don't want to see it. I don't know why they put the Wyatts in a squash match. I don't know why, if the storyline is Bray Wyatt, I'm going to challenge you and I get to pick any of my two guys. Why would he pick himself and Luke Harper? Why would you not pick the beast on your team?
Yeah, I thought that it was going to be Strowman and Luke Harper.
See, I thought it'd be Strowman and Bray. I thought Bray would get in there. And why couldn't the Wyatts have won this match?
Because 25 years of Taker, so you can't lose.
He lost the streak.
It's fucking stupid.
He will lose to Brock every time he fights him. But he won't lose to somebody that's there every week that needs the push.
Yeah, you know.
What was the last pay-per-view match Bray Wyatt won?
Ooh.
Was it Chris Jericho? Like a year ago?
That's a great question. I'm not sure.
I honestly think it was.
I think that the entire thing, as we've said a billion times, we've said this the last like four times that we've done this. It's like, why would you not, first mistake, why wouldn't you have had him break the streak? He's there every fucking week. Needs the push. Would have been great. And then they just continuously fuck him over.
I don't understand it. You keep pushing him as the new face of fear. He should be feared. Why? Why should this man be feared? From what I've seen of his record, I could step in the ring and beat him. Because he can't freaking win. I don't get, but yet the fans are still so behind him. I think it's just the gimmick of they're involved. They can hold up their lights. They were singing his theme song. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I think it's the involvement the fans have with him, but that's going to wear off.
Yeah, it's hard because, like,
look at Dean Ambrose. He still has a big following, but not like he did 6 months ago, because he also never wins.
I am still a big fan of Bray Wyatt, because I still do believe in the potential that he has, if they would let him do it.
Yeah, but how long can he keep this up?
Yeah.
If he's not going to win?
The big thing that would have helped me with this match is if Undertaker came out and he was American Badass Undertaker and Corporate Kane, and then they just didn't say anything. Like, they would have just been there and then they just did the match.
It would have been a little bit better, maybe.
Rolling, rolling, rolling!
He comes out walking the motorcycle around the ring, which is always hilarious. I don't know. This is a pointless squash match just to celebrate Taker, when they could have easily just had little vignettes through the night of, like, his classic moments at Survivor Series.
Yeah.
And got the same effect without him ever being there. This does feel like his final run, because he's wrestling a lot more this year.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I just don't need to see it. I don't. I really don't. Him and Kane need to retire. They had a good run. Well, one of them did. The other one's Kane. But, Taker had a good run, you know, and just, I don't know. Just count your losses, dude.
So after that match,
we skipped a match, by the way.
Did we skip a match?
We did.
Motherfucker, what
Pretty sure we skipped Tyler Breeze and Dolph Ziggler.
I thought that was the next match.
Nope, that was before Undertaker.
Oh, god damn it. Well, this one sucked because I fucking love Tyler Breeze. We all know this.
And it was, again, over in like 5 minutes.
Yeah. I didn't think it was a bad match,
though. Tyler Breeze won.
I actually did not think he was going to win.
I did, because so Dolph Ziggler never wins.
Well, I thought, I don't know, I just thought that Dolph versus Tyler Breeze, it just kind of made me think that Dolph was going to win.
Tyler Breeze did win, I'm glad. The only note I have about this match is Summer Rae reminds me of the chicken lady from Kids in the Hall. And you would think that's just because I want to hate on her, but the match was just that boring. That's what I focused on, was the little harpy at ringside.
Did you notice how shitty her acting was a couple times?
Oh, God, when she thought Dolph was going to
hit
her?
Yep,
even though he didn't get anywhere close to her, but she threw her hands up, she's like,
ugh. Yeah, it was,
God.
So,
I want to see her and Charlotte fight and just see how they sell.
I just,
ugh. Ugh.
I'm confused on why Tyler Breeze still has a selfie stick if they're not going to do the selfie thing over the Titantron.
I have no idea. They're not pushing him properly. He didn't need to be with
Summer. The Knight is young with Tyler Breeze.
He doesn't need to be with Summer Rae. I think the worst thing they do with people when they first come in is team him with some valet or manager. He doesn't need it. She does not get people over. She is not Trish Stratus or Sonny or Paul Heyman.
Tyler Breeze and The Miz. That's all you need.
I would love to... Ziggler goes heel. And they form a team. The Miz, Tyler Breeze, and Ziggler. So that's where this match could have been good. I think Ziggler and Breeze are very much alike.
Mm-hmm.
They're very fast-paced wrestlers.
Mm-hmm.
Not in this match, they weren't.
Hey, we have to give it up to Ziggler, though. He did not fucking bust his skull open.
No, I thought he was going to when he fell to the outside.
Yeah.
Good God, Dolph, stop it.
No.
Maybe it was his weird...
He needs to be reckless.
...face paint, because he's playing outfield after this match. I don't know what he's doing with the 80s look. He looks stupid.
But Kyle, he needs to look like he's from Motley Crue.
No, he doesn't. He just needs to win.
Yeah, that's not good. Do you think that Tyler Breeze is eventually going to be Dolph's replacement?
Oh, you think Dolph is leaving?
I keep thinking he's going to leave. God damn it, NFL.
It's fine. What any of that? I don't know. I hope Tyler Breeze keeps getting pushed forward and doesn't end up like Neville.
No.
Who they're like, well, we're going to push you. Yeah, we're done. You're going to fight the Ascension now. Other people that were dominant in NXT, look at them now. Look at them.
You know, I want to go on
they're
a little
off. They're cronies to Stardust.
I've thought about this before. Do you think, I don't know, like, with NXT, with some of the wrestlers, don't you think that, like, maybe they should just stay in NXT? Like, it's kind of a bad thing to say.
No, I absolutely feel that way.
It's just...
I've seen what happens to NXT people when they come up. It's, yes, people point to like, well, you have the Shield and the Wyatts,
mm-hmm.
but you also have Bo Dallas and Neville and the Ascension. And NXT works well. You see, like, main roster guys that don't do well, they knock them back down, like Tyson Kidd.
Yeah.
And that's where he became huge again. Lucha Dragons, people cared about Sin Cara again because they went to NXT. It's not that hard. No, I see people like Sami Zayn,
mm-hmm.
Finn Balor. Bailey? I really worry...
I'm so scared that they're going to go to main roster and just become irrelevant.
My worry is if Finn Balor comes main roster, he's going to be thrown in with like the Ascension and Stardust.
No.
He's just going to be that comedy gimmick. And as much as I don't want that to happen, I know it will. Look what they did to Adam Rose. It's not very often the NXT guys make it. And it's not because people don't like them. Because they're not pushed.
Yeah.
They're pushed as losers. Bo Dallas... lost the title, the NXT title, to Neville, went to the main roster and had his stupid inspirational gimmick. He was the champion. Neville was a champion. Kevin Owens is getting a decent push.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of. He is the Intercontinental Champion, and that's never good for anyone.
But at least he has a belt.
At least he has something. I really wish he would have been in the main event tonight. But I can't complain about Ambrose winning the first match.
Mm-hmm.
I can complain about Ambrose's second match. The main event. Roman Reigns versus Dean Ambrose. Apparently Ambrose only brought one shirt to the pay-per-view. Yeah. He should be really mad that Kevin Owens ripped it. Because he still had the ripped shirt around his waist.
It's because he's rugged.
He wasn't in that big of a... And it was the second match of the night. He had 2.5 hours to prepare. He could have put on a new shirt.
No, because he's the Lunatic Fringe and he probably went outside and did some freebase.
This match was weird to me. Because the whole thing going in was, we're two friends. We're going to fight. It's weird then that they're pulling hair and they're just yelling in each other's face and trash talking.
I thought that was going to be an element that was going to be incorporated of them like being hesitant on doing certain things to each other because they were so close.
They were both Reigns more than Ambrose. They were kind of heelish.
Yeah,
I mean, just talking shit to each other. Is one of you turning heel? Maybe that's. I think that's what everybody thought going in. That one of them was going to team with. I thought Ambrose because. Triple H had approached Reigns to join the authority. Reigns said, fuck off. I thought, all right, he got to Ambrose. Triple H is going to screw Reigns out of the title.
Yeah.
As much as I didn't want that, I thought that's what would happen. Granted, it would have made the match last longer than, 7 minutes?
Yeah, this was fucking insane because the match was over, and I looked at the clock and I was like, we still have, 20 minutes left. Yeah.
This match was 100% just hit your moves, and then you're going to lose it to the Spear Ambrose.
And I knew when Reigns speared him, I was like, that's it. And the crowd went silent. Because nobody gives a fuck.
People don't want Reigns as champion
Here's
yet.
The thing about Reigns. I've come to the conclusion, really, that I just don't think that Reigns has it to be the champion. I just think it's been too long.
Well, people heard him on the mic. A champion needs to, if you want to make Reigns champion, slap him with the manager and make him a heel.
Or send him to fucking acting school.
Yeah. Well, my thing with the manager is get somebody to talk for him. Make him a Heyman guy.
Yeah.
As much as I don't want to see that, there's only one guy I think of that didn't work as a Heyman guy, and that was Ryback. Make him a heel.
That was a healing guy.
Yeah, so was Cesaro for a little bit.
That's right.
But make him a heel. People are going to boo him anyway. Give him a reason to boo him. He could make a good heel. He was in the Shield. So anyone says he wouldn't be a good heel is an idiot.
Yeah.
He was a heel when he debuted. I don't know. I mean, people shit on this match. They cheer him until the title's on the line. And they loved Ambrose more.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Ambrose would have been...
Ambrose got a huge pop-off.
Would have been a good champion. But there's a person that they like less than Roman Reigns. And that's Sheamus. So Triple H comes down to congratulate Roman Reigns. And for some reason, we had to have so much fucking confetti.
That's so ridiculous.
Holy shit. It's not like Hulk Hogan returned and won the title. I'm surprised they didn't slip and fall. I really am. There was so much.
Because it just kept going.
And you could. So Triple H comes out to congratulate Reigns. And for no reason, Reigns spears him. I know you're mad at him, but...
Well, because, you know, Triple H is like, shake my hand. And he's like, no, fuck you.
I'm going to spear you. So, where does that spear get him?
Yeah.
Brogue kick from Sheamus. Two of them. Sheamus cashes in. Sheamus is your champion. So Roman Reigns was champion for about 5 minutes.
And then Sheamus.
And then once Sheamus held up the belt, the fans all thought to themselves, Reigns wasn't that bad, I guess.
Maybe that's what Vince was doing all along.
Maybe. I don't know. I honestly, as much as I hate to say it, because it seems like they're putting Roman Reigns in the Daniel Bryan. I almost called him Bryan Danielson.
Oh,
look at that. Yeah. And the Daniel Bryan role of he's going to fight Triple H at Mania, fight his way to the title. That might work for him.
That I think that's exactly what's happening. Exactly. Like what I texted you as soon as that was over, I said, so Reigns Triple H Mania.
Yeah,
that's the only logical thing.
That's what it seems like. That might be good for him, but also the Daniel Bryan thing was only a few years ago. Yeah. People haven't forgotten it. Go look at Reddit if you think they have. Is it going to work this time? I don't know. Because the thing with Daniel Bryan is that's not what got people to like him.
Yeah.
They liked him because he was relatable.
Well, this entire thing is just the Daniel Bryan situation, but without the fan backing.
Yeah. Because the problem with Roman Reigns is ever since the Shield broke up, WWE has told us as fans, you will like him, he will be the champion. That's not how fandom works. The fans wanted Seth Rollins. They love Seth Rollins. I think he is sorely missed right now. It absolutely showed in this pay-per-view. Absolutely showed. Because if it would have been Reigns versus Rollins and they put on the match of the night, which Rollins can do, if they put on a great match, I think the fans would be more understanding if Reigns won. But here he beat up his friend. And he squashed his friend and won, and then lost.
Yeah, because it wasn't even a match. It was seven minutes long.
At best.
Yeah.
It was dumb. The show still was like 15 minutes short.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what they were doing with this. It was garbage. This whole thing was garbage.
How many thumbs down do you want to give this?
That's a weird rating, isn't it? I mean, a high number is good at that point, right?
Yeah. Yeah, let's say a high number is
good. I'll give it 9 thumbs down.
Ooh, that's a lot.
This was a chore to watch.
I will agree, however, because I was very bored watching this.
This felt way longer than 3 hours, and it wasn't even 3 hours.
And it really sucked because I've been looking forward to this. I really have been.
A Survivor Series was one of the big four.
Yeah, and I thought that it was going to be a big one.
And what you do with things like this is TLC's in 3 weeks. Which means it's going to be nothing but rematches, probably.
Yeah.
And I don't care. I don't care about any of them. The only thing I'm slightly interested in is who wins the Royal Rumble. Who main events WrestleMania. So I'm a god if it's Roman Reigns.
You know it's going to be Roman Reigns.
Oh, he just did it last year.
I'm concerned about what's going to happen with Ambrose now.
Oh, why? It's not like he's ever won a pay-per-view match.
I know, but it's just like, what are they going to do with him again? Is he just going to fall away like he did for a while?
Probably. And what bugged me too is they kept saying like, Reigns deserves it more because he's gotten close. Ambrose never gotten close, which is total bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Ambrose has fought on a pay-per-view for the title.
Yeah.
And he lost in a really good match. Reigns isn't yet to have a good match.
What are you doing, Reigns?
I don't know.
Reigns, I don't know.
I'll tell you the best thing that happened for Reigns. It was like a tag team situation. Maybe not the Shield. Because the one time people have given shit about Reigns in a long time was when they put him back with Ambrose. Or turn him heel. Or send him to NXT. Give him a break. Go make him star in like Marine 8. Send him away.
I'm actually, you know, I was going to say I'm surprised that he hasn't been in one of the WWE movies. But then I remember he can't act. So that's not going to happen.
God, he's terrible. He is... probably no, he's not the worst because Eva Marie's on NXT roster. He's up there though. I just compared him to Eva Marie.
It's a low blow.
He's not that bad.
He's not that bad.
He's not. I think she can talk a little bit better though.
You oh, what did she say? Dorks? I think in the last NXT thing.
Maybe
she called the some. I'd forget. I probably botched that real hard, but just trust me. It was funny.
It's fun. She botches all the time. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
So Survivor Series in closing. Pretty lame.
One of the most boring pay-per-views I've seen in a long time. Every match was pointless. I can't even say that they set up rematches, but I doubt Taker and Bray have a rematch. Reigns and Sheamus, maybe?
Breeze and Ziggler, yeah.
Yeah.
Who are they going to do with, like, the New Day and stuff like that?
Probably New Day and Usos would be my guess.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I just don't know. Owens and, oh, yeah, nobody.
No.
So they're going to slap together these
Well, foods. They could do Owens and Ambrose.
They could. Del Rio and somebody.
Del Rio and Ryback.
Ugh. God.
I'm kind of over Ryback, too. It sucks because like I really liked Ryback for a while, but now he's just kind of boring.
But that's what happens when you book people to be boring and lose.
Yeah.
You stop caring as fans. Like, you know, we were talking about how we were excited. We didn't know who we wanted to win, and Ambrose and Owens. And I got texting and said, oh, there's no way Ambrose is losing this match. As much as I like Kevin Owens, I knew.
Yeah.
So I wasn't as invested in it.
But the thing was, is that I was hopeful that I was going to be
I would,
wrong, you know?
But I guess it's because all they've been, they haven't been talking about Owens and Del Rio in these semifinals.
True. Yeah.
It's been all about when Reigns and Ambrose fight, they still have matches to win before they fight. You should probably, so, downplay and then they put the two people with belts in the semifinals. Well, I don't think those two are, I don't think Kevin Owens is quite there to hold two belts yet. Del Rio, never. I don't know. It was just dumb. I really don't want to see Sheamus with the belt, but whatever.
All right, you know what? I got a new prediction for Rumble.
Okay.
You ready?
Okay.
Never going to see it coming.
What? John Cena?
Randy Orton.
Randy Orton?
And he's going to come out, and then nobody's going to give a shit.
Nobody's going to give a shit. Do you know what would be best?
Mark Henry.
I was going to say hold Cena's return until the Rumble. Have him a surprise return at the Rumble.
Didn't they already do that, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, they can do it.
They can do it again.
What do you do if fucking Fly the Valkyries comes on?
And just cringe for every time he bumps his head on anything?
I'm pretty sure if Daniel Bryan came back at Rumble, I would ejaculate in my pants prematurely.
I can see because they've talked about it in the past. I could see Ambrose winning the Rumble and somehow setting up. Well, no, Rollins won't be back by Mania, will he?
What about Sami Zayn?
I don't think he would make it on the main roster.
But
I think he'd be a jobber. He's going to be like Ziggler.
But it could be the next. I'm just trying to be hopeful, Kyle. I'm trying to be hopeful.
I just don't think he could make it on the main
roster. I'm sucked in a pessimistic world of WWE right now.
It's terrible. It's garbage. It's gone. I wish TNA were better so that they could give them competition. Because that's the problem with WWE. There's no competition. They can throw whatever shit they want on there. And if you're a wrestling fan, your options are get that weird Destination America channel, which not many people have. I think you actually have it. Suffer through WWE or don't watch wrestling. You know, Ring of Honor, they're not free. That is on this Destination America. But
or you can convert your U.S. currency to Japanese moon currency, and you can get New Japan Pro Wrestling all in Japanese with no English subtitles.
I don't know. I just NXT shows that it can be better, and I think that pisses me off more than anything.
And the fact that when they talk about the network, I don't understand why NXT is not the number one thing that they push.
It should be, because NXT is one of those that I really almost feel like they say, all right, you two are going to fight. This is who we want to win. You have 15 minutes. Just do whatever the fuck you want. Make it a good match. Whereas in Raw, they're like, all right, you have to do this, then this. It's very scripted and staged. Mm-hmm. You can see people setting up spots. That's why I don't like the high flyers.
Yeah.
Like the Lucha Dragons, when everybody has to bunch up outside, which they would never do. Ugh, I just, it's so contrived. I hate it. I don't know. I don't know what else to have.
Walk on.
NXT's better. Watch it. I really think they should start putting an NXT match on the main pay-per-views. Or at least here and there on the main four. Showcase it. Give people a reason to buy your shitty network.
When's the next pay-per-view anyway for NXT?
I think it's coming up soon. It's the TakeOver London, I think, is the next one.
Cool.
So my only concern with that is a lot of the big stars aren't there anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, the Divas division.
Yeah.
You have Bayley and others.
Bayley and the Australian girls that look the exact same or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
No. I'm convinced they're the same person. There's no way they're not the same person.
And, well, you have that new chick that's terrible.
Oh, Nia Jax.
God, she's terrible. She's terrible. I'm big. Yeah, we get it.
Female
big. We get it. That's not fun to watch. We get it. You're like Mark Henry, Braun Strowman, all these big dudes. We got it. You're big. Kudos. You're big.
That's pretty much it.
Go away.
Well, there is Alexa Bliss.
Ugh. Dana Brooks.
I'm on the edge of liking Alexa Bliss. Like, I kind of like her.
I don't know. Emma.
And like
you have Emma. You have Carmella. The one with Enzo and Cassidy.
Oh, yes. Okay.
I almost called her Carmelo, but he plays for the Knicks.
Yeah.
Or Caramello is a candy bar. Yeah, Blue Pants. Where the hell's Blue Pants been at?
I think Blue Pants was on the latest NXT. Okay. I haven't watched the latest NXT. Okay. I've been super behind. I haven't watched like the last 2 weeks.
Here's another team. Can you see them ever making it on the main roster as the Vaudevillains?
Oh, fuck no. There's no way.
No.
Even as much as I love Enzo,
he'd never make it.
No.
He would be a jobber. No, yep. He'd be fighting R-Truth on Superstars, if that's even still a show.
No.
I don't know. I think a lot of the NXT guys should just stay on NXT. They have fans there that appreciate them and like them. And I really feel like it should be kept a separate brand. They should showcase it on the pay-per-views. Let people know, hey, if you like what you saw there, get the network. You can watch NXT. You can watch their pay-per-views. You can see Samoa Joe kick ass, because you're not going to see that on Raw. You're not going to see that on SmackDown. They would never do that, because people would realize, fuck Raw and SmackDown. This suck. SmackDown is just Raw, but they just reverse who gets the wins.
Cool.
Fuck wrestling.
I want you to give me 3 words before I end this that sum up your Survivor Series 2015.
Boring as hell.
Perfect.
Ugh.
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 Ugh. Ugh. And fuck Summer Rae. That's the other one. Lucha! 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 Lucha!